if you look at the, even just taking diarrhea alone, diarrhea kills almost 19,000 Ghanaians every year, especially our children. And so, and diarrhea is directly related to transmission of fecal matter through a number of mediums. And handshake is one of the highest. And so if we all agree that we wash our hands with soap and clean water, in effect, what we are trying to do is to cut the transmission of those pathogens. And so we can save that number of people. So just cleaning your hands at certain designated times, especially when you go to toilet, you wash your hands. If you want to prepare food, you wash your hands. Or you want to serve food to someone, you wash your hands. You will see that the transmission medium is cut off. And then we can save all of those lives. So the main theme is focusing on how we can all agree that, yes, there is a challenge with sanitation. And we are capable of transmitting this through our hands to our mouth. And so hand washing with soap is one of the means by which we can cut off the transmission.
So in short, can we say the culture of hand washing is dwindling as a whole in the country?
It's dwindling because we have slowed down in our promotion, but it's picking up again. At the venue where we launched it, a lot of our partners coming around to pledge support for a new initiative. There was one statement, UNICEF pledged that all the other partners will join hands to see whether within the next 5 years, I think we should make an impact.
Mr. Siabi stated that the agency is also leading a drive against open defecation, which is a bigger challenge.
And now, I think that because we are also having a bigger challenge of open defecation, if we don't do anything about it, we're going to have a big challenge. And it's one of the reasons we are going through, Community Water and Sanitation Agency is going through some reforms. And it's one of the key things we are looking at. Once we are able to promote this and also look at the other aspect is making people to agree that they will construct their own latrine. I think if we are able to achieve both, then we will be able to fight it and make some gains.
Mr. Walanyo Siabi said the agency is focusing on inculcating hand washing in basic schools and will soon move to senior high schools to revive the habit of hand washing.
One of our strategies is to switch to children. We have been doing a lot of investment in basic schools. The focus has actually shifted to applying the strategies that we have in basic schools so that at least the children can become a part of the team. If you look at the records, in fact, the last... We had a World Bank program and UNICEF program. We also have Church of Christ. There are other partners who have invested so much. In the past 5 years, a lot has been done in a program we call community-led total sanitation. And hand washing is also part of this component, trying also to get the school children to understand the usefulness of hand washing. So the strategy is actually our children will come to understand. In my house, my children, once in a while, they tell me that, no, that is not the right way to wash hands. And I am so excited about it. Because once they understand that there is some benefit in hand washing, it actually picks up. And, you know, the children are affected most with these diarrheal diseases. So we are doing a lot in basic schools especially. It's secondary schools that we haven't started any programs yet. But the strategy now is to also enter into most of those schools.